Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Hello, this is Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Turner from the 70th Locarno Film Festival, and I'm joined by
director Kim Dae-hwan.
And he's here with his film
The First Trap.
And that's playing in the Filmmakers of the Present competition. And just because this is radio, if maybe you could start by explaining what the film is about.
이 영화는 한국에 있는 한 젊은 커플의 여행을 담은 이야기고요.
So this film is about a young couple in Korea, and it's looking at their journey from east to west and looking at what they experienced as part of that journey.
And if you could maybe explain the origin of the project, how you started to make it, and how you developed the script and the story and how these things grew.
영화의 계기는
The starting point of this film was that now dating for 8 years, but at the time I was writing the script, I'd been dating my girlfriend for 6 years, and I thought that I could get married soon, and I had this very vague, fearful feelings, and using those as a foundation, I decided to make a film using the places Incheon and Samcheok that I had lots of memories of.
And I guess following from that, could you maybe explain some of the importance of the two locations and maybe the difference from, is it Seoul at the start and then Samcheok later? And what it's like in differences in rural and urban Korea maybe?
So Incheon is the most western point of the country, and it's the biggest city there. It has a port and a very well-established industry as part of its city.
Samcheok은 가장 동쪽에 있는 도시 중 하나이며
Samcheok, on the other hand, is on the most eastern part of the country, and it only has one cement factory there. And although it does have a port, it's very sort of dilapidated, and it's an extremely quiet countryside town. Seoul is the capital city of Korea. It's where the most number of people live. It can be the most difficult place to live, as well as being one of the best places to live. And it's one of it's a city where you can really clearly reflect the political changes or different opinions going on.
I guess also, so to follow from that, is there in the film there's lots of stuff on kind of expectations and traditions. Is there quite a large divide between the generations? Was this something you were trying to explore with the film? Or?
So rather than just illustrate the differences in these, it was simply a way of saying that when this topic comes up, that this is the natural conflict or the dialogue or the way these conversations go.
And also, I suppose there's lots of conflict in the film, but not many resolutions. Do you think people can change, or do we make the same mistakes over and over?
그럴 수도 있고 안 그럴 수도 있는 게 사람이라고 생각하는데요. 이 영화에서는 이틀 동안
I think it can go either way. That's the nature of human beings. I think that Ji-young and Seon, both of them don't change dramatically through their experiences, but the fact that they can move forward and have a little bit of growth, that's also a massive achievement in its own right.
How did you decide the tone of the film and the balance between more dark scenes and difficult times and then the really light comic moments? How did you balance these two things?
이 영화는 거의 다 즉흥 연출이었습니다.
So this film consisted mostly of improvised acting. It wasn't my intention to make it a little bit comic or slapsticks, but whenever the actors were acting, I really liked it so much that I kept that tone. And for the more serious scenes, we would speak about the emotions and try and find our direction that way.
I think it's a very subtle film, very quiet and moving in very small ways. Was it important for you to keep things in a low key and not go for melodrama, or how did you maintain this aspect of the film and make sure that everything worked in the way that it does?
되게 현실성 있는 사람처럼 보이기 위해서 애를 썼어요.
So it was very important that the people were realistic, as realistic as possible in this film, that it could be someone that we know next to us, or friends, or that this is a situation or story that could happen to me.
물론 상황에 따라 다르겠지만 굉장히 다이나믹한 어떤 이야기나
Of course, there are times and situations in the life where more dynamic things happen to us and that we do experience. But within the 2 days that the story happens in, I thought the more important thing were the relationships.
그래서 집중했던 거는 2박 3일 이 기간 동안
So what I focused on during the 2 days and the 3 nights of this film was the cinematic experience and the effect, not how I can change the film or the narrative.
And I think from what I understand, I haven't seen it, but the first film is about family interactions as well. Why do you make films about a family? And you kind of answered this earlier, but are your films autobiographical in a way? And will you keep making family portraits in a similar fashion?
자전적인 이야기는 사실은 어떤 설정에서만
So what's autobiographical in my film is just the setting of the film, but what I feel and what we can resonate with in our generation, I hope, occurs naturally. So I think for one more film, I'll focus on family relationships, and what will be a really critical point is what space that happens in.
Do you have ideas for this, what space this might be for the new one?
갖고 있고 제 고향이 될 것 같다고, hometown.
Yeah, I do have some thoughts. It's probably going to be my hometown.
그쪽 그것도 이제 굉장히 흥미로운 지점은 시골이면서 또 도시이기도 한 곳이에요.
And a really interesting point about that space is that it's the countryside but also a city simultaneously.
And I guess lastly, if you don't mind, maybe you could say some of your influences in filmmaking. There's one that I think of, but I don't even want to say it because everyone must say this one.
뭐 오지아스 지로 뭐 고레다 이루카즈 얘기하신 거 아닌지.
Is that who you're talking about?
Which one?
Oji Asujiro and Kureda Hirokazu.
Yeah, it is. And Hong Sang-soo as
Hong
well. Thank you to Mr. Kim and to his interpreter as well for joining us. This has been Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.